Well, good evening to you. Tonight we have two sessions for you on the programme. There's a new one from the Buzzcocks, those kings of the ballroom. And we have The Fall also. They were recorded in May, but they're still as cute as can be. Among the records, a long and disturbing selection from the Red Crayola with The Familiar Ugly. And we have two Cabaret Voltaires, three from Lena Lovitch. We enter the wondrous world of Reckless Eric, decide we don't like the carpets and leave again. We also hear Andy Mackay, Status Quo, Johnny Thunders, Neil Young imitating Loudon Wainwright. Whole host of things, really. This is George Thorogood, not only George Thorogood, also The Destroyers.
I come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers, and that's the B-side, actually, of the single. You heard Anne Nightingale play the A-side on her programme yesterday afternoon on Radio 1, didn't you? And it's called Move It On Over, and there's an LP, of course, as well, which I would have thought would have been out by now, but, of course, as LPs always are, seems to have been put back. They always are, I don't know why it is. This is Patrick Fitzgerald.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Italy, and helping fire victims on the other side of the world. And when the war was over in Vietnam, you had 3 adopted boys and 5 adopted girls. Got a bunch of food, puzzles in the starving in Afghanistan, India, Kenya, or anywhere we live. I think some fans hunting for their time on the street. This is a story of fun, but not as fast as your feet. You're too busy fighting your irrelevant battles to see what's going on in your own backyard. Too busy fighting your irrelevant battles to see what's going on in your own backyard. Some of us are having a hard, hard time. Yeah, some of us are having a hard, hard time. And you're all too busy fighting children in Philly and helping find victims on the other side of the world. And when the war was over in Vietnam, you had 3 adopted boys and 5 adopted girls. You're out on the street with your little black dog, marching up and down, saying, tear it down. I don't think you'll even see what you're talking about, except for the doing first and third down. You're too busy fighting your irrelevant battles. See what's going on in your own backyard. Too busy fighting your irrelevant battles. See what's going on in your own backyard. Some of us are having a hard, hard time. Yes, I let some of us are having a hard, hard time. Because some of us are having a hard, hard time.
Well, that's Patrick Fitzgerald from the LP, The Paranoid... Well, it's an EP, actually, The Paranoid Ward, and that's called Irrelevant Battles. And it seems like a good place to mention the fact that The Doomed and Fashion are doing a gig at the Mayfair in Birmingham tomorrow night to raise money for Sid Vicious Defence. That's at the Mayfair, Birmingham, tomorrow night, The Doomed and The Fashion to raise money for Sid Vicious. And those journalists who over the past year or so presented Sid's drug problems as a modern romance might well like to contribute to that, I think. This is the first from the Buzzcocks.
Yeah.
there's one you'll know. That's the first in the Buzzcocks on tonight's programme, and 16 again, the name of it. And I seem to be getting postcards again after all of these months from the fabulous poodles. It's about, oh, actually 18 months since I last received one. This one comes from Penrith in Cumbria. I assume it must be from them. It reads, Dear John, could you play Mirror Star by the Fab Poos? It's my fave rave ginchiest groove of the moment. I love those guys. No, sorry, gee, those guys are so talented. Good looking too. Vera and Doreen, no relation. No chance, fella.
Thank you.
Ah, shine on, you crazy diamond. That's from the Richard Wright LP called Wet Dream. The track was Funky Deux. That's deux as in French for two. These are Mutumbi.
Many hundreds of years ago, they told us that one day we would be free. But when we just don't know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is
from their LP Seven Seals, and that's called Guide Us, the record on Harvest again, as was the Richard Wright before it, in fact. This next one isn't, though. And, well, we're with reggae. I've got a note in front of me which Brian has written saying Steel Pulse are playing the Rainbow tomorrow night with China Street supporting. What I'm supposed to do with this incident information, I have no idea. But I'll pass it over to you anyway, without further comment. This is Lena Lovitch, and from the LP Status, three tracks.
Come on, let's get it. by myself. And it's well, and it's me. I write the things to the things.
Lena Lovitch, part of the Stiff on the Tracks tour, whatever the thing's called. That's from the LP Stateless, Say When, Tonight, and Writing on the Wall, the three tracks. That's on Stiff, of course, and it's pressed on red vinyl in this particular instance. And I couldn't help wondering what it was playing. If it was on Decca, say, and it was on black vinyl, would we play it? I think we probably would, but these things are insidious, you know, they creep up on you. I got a note today from Nick Jones of Faulty Products, a well-known television personality, sending me mint copies of two records that I've been hunting for years. Unfortunately, he's only loaning them to me, which is most unpleasant, really makes it worse. But he did mention that there's a new record by The Fall on its way, and until then, here's their first and last session for us tonight, just to help tide you over. This is called Rebellious Jukebox.
Wilson Jukebox.
I'm burning all now. I'm looking for the real picture. We'll be right back.
Rebellious Jukebox, and that's the first from the fall. Let me remind you once again about our festive 50. May I do that? What I'd like you to do is to record some of your, write down your top three tracks of all time in order, 1, 2, 3. That is, from whether they're LP tracks or singles. And from the result of all of these cards, I'll fashion a festive 50 for use at the end of December. You send these things to me, John Peel, care of BBC Radio 1, London W1A, 4WW. A postcard is preferred. And if you can write festive 50 on it somewhere, that'll make life a lot easier for us. Your top three tracks of all time, LP or single, and in order. Gratefully received. These are the Squares. And that's No Fear on Sire Records. And while we're talking of Sire Records, Angela, my Irish correspondent, currently in Belfast, tells me of two acquaintances of hers there who are enthusing about the Undertones' Teenage Kicks and saying how they heard it on Peter Powell's programme. And when she mentioned this programme, they said they'd never heard of it. Makes you feel kind of humble. This is Neil Young, sounding at times remarkably like Loudon Wainwright from the LP Comes the Time, and fairly dreadful lyrics on this. Facts must be faced. It's called Motorcycle Mama.
Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big fine down? Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big fine down? I always get it.
I reckon he has been listening to Loudon Wainwright, you know, one of the very few people around who deserves to be as famous as he is himself, Neil Young. And that's from the LP Comes a Time, Motorcycle Mama, with Nicolette Larson, the female voice. These are the Buzzcocks, another piece from them, another Shelley composition. Everybody's happy nowadays. The notion you couldn't have peddled in Coventry last Saturday evening, I would imagine. The Buzzcocks, and that's called Everybody's Happy Nowadays. And somebody told me a day or so ago that one of these tracks on tonight's programme is going to be the Buzzcocks' next single, but I've forgotten which one it was. How incompetent can you get? I mean, Peter Powell wouldn't. Would Peter Powell do that? Of course he wouldn't. This is Reckless Eric, three tracks from the LP, The Wondrous World of, and the first of them's Veronica.
There's been no messages for me from a girl by the name of Veronica. No messages for me, but I really love her. I wanna hold her, but I can't, 'cause I'm so young. And I'm waiting for a message from a girl by the name of Veronica.
But in the meantime,
Reckless Eric, and three tracks from the wonderful world of Reckless Eric on Stiff Again, actually this time on green vinyl. The three titles there, Veronica, which sounded remarkably like Whole Wide World Revisited, that was followed by Roll Over Rockola, and then I Wish It Would Rain. The latter, I think, the best of the three, made quite a good single tip. It was a bit shorter, I suppose, 4 minutes, 10 seconds, a bit long for a single. That's the kind of thing that we disc jockeys know all about, you see. And you're probably thinking, hold on, there's another song called I Wish It Would Rain, and other people will be thinking, oh, Peter's going to show a bit of taste and judgment for once and play The Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain. He ought to know me better than that.
How are you doing, Anaheim? I don't know what else to call you. If I knew where your name was, I'd call you. This one that we did when we did this. Were many of you there last night? All right. Well, thank you, sir, anyway. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, I like it very much indeed, Rod. Still one of my favourite bands of all time, The Faces, of course. And I know Rod Stewart acts like a Burke a lot of the time, but he's the only tax exile I miss. Unless, of course, you count Lennon as a tax exile. I don't know whether you do. That's I Wish It Would Rain from the LP Coast to Coast, Overture on Beginners. Here's another from The Fall.
Thank you.
Linville Thompson. Well, it's from the Linville Thompson produced LP Negria Love Dove. Is that how you pronounce it? Probably not. And it's preceded by The Fall with Mother Sister. Johnny Thunders from the album So Alone and Subway Train.
Remember, I'm gonna get that.
Thunders, and of course that's Subway Train. I say, of course, because you're obviously familiar with the New York Dolls version, although I must confess that I prefer that from the LP So Alone on Real Records. I'm probably one of very few people, I bet even Jeff Boycott can't claim this, that he's played cricket in Houston, Texas, but indeed I have, as a member of the Dallas County Cricket Club for a couple of years. Scored a rather fine 13 there once, which until last year was my highest ever score. I mention this because at the time I was scoring this battling 13, the members of the band The Red Crayola were busy getting their heads on together in that very same city, and they made an LP for International Artists Records, which has just been reissued here by Radar. This track is described as a free-form freak-out, as indeed are the other five tracks on the LP. It's called a Hurricane Fighter Plane, and it says in the sleeve notes that it takes you on a trip, so watch out. We'll be right back. the next track in too much excitement is not good for you. That's Red Crayola with Familiar Ugly, and that was Hurricane Fighter Plane, and a tiny, tiny bit of Transparent Radiation, whatever that means, which is subtitled Red Signs Outside, Which I Contain. Ah, well, there you are. That's released now by Radar Records, and the album's The Parable of Arable Land. Here's the Buzzcocks again. Buzzcocks, and that's Lipstick, another Pete Shelley composition. The band touring at the moment, of course. October the 24th, it's Newcastle City Hall. When is October the 24th? It's tomorrow. Oh, dear. October the 26th, it's Bradford. On the 27th, Manchester. The 28th, Derby. On the 29th, Coventry. On the 30th, Bristol. And on the 31st, Portsmouth. So there you are. The tour continues on through November. The band trying to keep ticket prices down below £2.50. Mind you, I can talk. My terrible gigs are very expensive as well. Pure exploitation. This is Chow Paris, Buzz Go Tram Chorus. Oh, no.
Thank you.
There's so much unhappiness in the world, isn't there? That's Chow Parrot on the Club record label, and that's called Buzz Go Tram Chorus. I have no idea why. Don't suppose they've got much idea either. These are the Four Industrial Estates. Nick Jones forgot to tell me which track it was that the Four were bringing out as a single shortly, but hopefully that'll be on it, even if it's on the B-side. Status Quo. Thank you. tried banging my head on the console in front of me to all of that, but I kept losing the tempo. It's status quo. If you can't stand the heat, and that's, I'm giving up my worrying without a G on the end of it. The other side of the Cabaret Voltaire EP, the labels, as I said before, are reversed. Not that makes any difference to the music. Well, I don't think it does anyway. This should be Do the Mussolini in brackets head kick, followed by a setup.
I'm
blah, 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 blah.
Cabaret Voltaire on Rough Trade Records from their EP. The first of the two tracks, Do the Mussolini, Head Kick, The Rage and all the most advanced discos, at least all of those that have rafters and a good supply of stout rope, and that's followed by The Setup. And speaking of dances, it's been a while since we had, sometimes I get so pleased with my own cleverness, it's only a small thing, I know, but it pleases me. It's a while since we had a jig or a reel, so here's a jig and a reel, I think.
Thank you.
my goodness, that's a third year, and actually an air and a reel, if you're going to be pedantic about it, from the LP Sigh for Old Times. And there you heard the Maids of Tremor and Mrs. McLeod's Reel. Very nice to hear those again. Well, I say hear them again. It's a while since we've played anything like that, as I observed before. And it's good. We should play more of it. These are the Buzzcocks and Promises. The Buzzcocks, that's their last number on the programme, and it's called Promises. The session will be rebroadcast if you come in late and miss the beginning bits of it. The session produced by Bob Sargent, incidentally, man with hair like spun gold. This is Andy Mackay from his LP Resolving Contradictions, The Inexorable Sequence is called, and features has that added ingredient Phil Manzanera, who plays a little guitar solo in the course of the work. A Poem in Sound. That's Andy Mackay from, I've got to stop doing that, I'm sorry, from the LP Resolving Contradictions and The Inexorable Sequence. That seems like an appropriate title, actually. We end tonight's programme with The Last from the Fall, Futures and Pasts. And that's the end of tonight's programme, The Fall, and that was called Futures and Pasts, and our pasts have been the Buzzcocks and The Fall, and our futures are the Yachts. I only put that in there at the end of the programme so I could do that. Pretty clever, I thought, anyway. You can make up your own mind about it, of course. Thought like that, I'd blown Dave Lee Travis's brains out. Just kidding, Dave, just kidding. Have you ever seen the size of him? Keeps wanting to show me. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to tonight's programme, and I hope you'll be able to listen to tomorrow night. Let me repeat again, the session from the Yachts. Seems to be it. Good night.